every head is bowed in Jesus' name. Lord, I am just so enamored and in awe of the perfection that, Lord, yes, you do know. And thank you, God, for the testimony, Lord, that not just a song for brother, but, Lord, a way of life, and, Lord, a way of grace. And thank you, Lord, for the testimony of the faithfulness of God, not to magnify vessels, but, Lord, you do make known in due time, you'll bring the glory. The glory shall be revealed. And Lord, thank you, God, that we would be ones that are looking for the appearing of your glory. And thank you, God, that it is in the suffering. It's in the suffering that's given over to Jesus. It's in the suffering, Lord God, where it's shut up to you. It's in the suffering, Lord God, that commits it and rises up and calls you blessed. Oh, I thank you, Lord, and I glory. God, what a great cloud of witness. Lord, we've walked amongst those all these years. God, worthies of Paul's gospel faith. Lord, help us to be awake. Lord, this world is growing awful wicked. And Lord, Christianity is growing awful sleepy. But there are those, oh, they're sun glory ones. And they're shining brighter than ever. And Lord, let us take note. Let us arise. Let us feast today. And let us run on. God, quicken our step this morning. Let us come out from here, God, with wings of fluttering. Lord, God, help us to get with it. Get with that love wherewith we are loved. Get us out of ourselves and be looking to that glorious cross. We love you. We thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Wonderful. And he is so wonderful. Let's open our Bibles. Get on over to Matthew. We'll begin reading in chapter 26. And then we'll head on over to Luke 22. And in Matthew 26, we'll begin reading from verse 31. It says, "Then Jesus said unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, Peter, this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them." And notice this. So here we have this amazing dialogue here. And what the Lord told Peter. And where do they go? They go to prayer. "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And said unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me." Now we're going to jump ahead, and I want you to head on over to Luke chapter 22. At this time, they've come in. Judas has betrayed him completely, and the Roman soldiers have seized him, and they're going to take him before the council now. And we're to that point. And in chapter 22, verse 54, I love how the account of it happens here with Peter. "Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked at him and said, "This man was also with Jesus." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of an hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow, this Peter here, also was with Jesus, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Jesus knew, and Jesus knows, Peter was going to fail. And even though Peter was warned, and even though Peter denied it, God still knows us. And God knows you better than you'll ever know yourself. Now, many like to think Jesus looking at Peter here was in some type of judgment or condemnation. But I beg to differ, because you know what? Peter didn't go hide. Peter didn't fear from that look. All Peter could do from that look was go out and weep bitterly. And I thank the Lord, as the Lord brought me to this, in an interesting time to bring me here, but a very thankful time that he brought my life specifically here, was he showing me this was even far more than even the conviction that we talk about, or this chastening. This moment was so powerful because of the love and the mercy that was so abundant. That love and mercy that wasn't just for this moment to give Peter victory, not just for this failure to allow Peter to overcome, but this was the grace and mercy by the grace of God that was shown to Peter, that only Peter could see right here, that would last a lifetime, and that would deliver Peter over and over and over again to arise and be that overcomer that God had called and chosen Peter to be. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, the eyes of the Lamb of God are upon us. They're upon you. He sees you. Those gentle eyes, those eyes of Jesus, that even in the midst of Peter rejecting him, he was rejecting him. And those eyes spoke to Peter. And they spoke, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You can blaspheme me, but I love you, friend. You can tell me you don't know me, but I'm going to go take all of that guilt and all of that shame that's pouring forth in you, that hit you in that third time that you just spoke that, honey. I'm going to the cross to take care of it all." Oh my goodness, I pray our hearts are wrenched today. I pray, praise God, there is a ravishing going on right now in the beauty of the Lamb of God and in his look that wasn't just here for Peter, but brothers and sisters, this is to all of us. Because we know, you have got to know this through the years over and over and over for your life. It's been those same eyes of the Lamb of God that have looked at you and have never taken their eyes off of you, that are not there to condemn you, that are so beyond even the conviction, those eyes that have told you and are telling you right now, "I love you. I love you. I'm so in love with you. And I'm here. I'm here right now. I'm forever watching you. And I'm here to let you know that it is okay. it is well. I am with you to the end. Honey, even when you go make your bed in hell, don't want you to go there, but if that's where we're going to go camp, I'm going to be with you even right there. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The good that I would, I do not. And the evil that I would not, that I do. But he never leaves me nor forsakes me. Now, I'll tell you what. I thank the Lord for the grace of God. But I so thank the Lord for the grace of God that he's given me over and over and over and over and over and over these years. But especially to Peter right here, because it's been an encouragement all my life. Because that grace that he gave Peter, you know, Peter didn't go and kill himself. And let me tell you something. But for God, Peter would have went and killed himself. Peter didn't go and withdraw, run away and depart. Because the grace of God took Peter and it just held him near. It embraced him. Peter at that moment really became a prisoner of the love of Christ. He was beginning to know this, that this grace was not going to let you go, Peter. And the grace of God strengthened Peter's heart. And how do I know that? Because it wasn't even 3 days later, that brother who had just done such a despicable and horrible thing to deny the Lord those 3 times was off and running to the tomb. Is he there? Is he not there? Where is he? Hallelujah. I've been called to this place. And my sisters just told me, he ain't there, but I got to see it for myself. And Peter gets there and he goes in and he sees those clothes. Praise God. And yeah, they went a-wandering off. But I'm telling you, it was so wonderful as he went and wandered off and all of that and was thinking about it. He didn't sit there in regret. He didn't sit there in depression. There was a victory that was laid hold of very quickly. Because you know, later on that night, you know what happened? He even holed up with all of them disciples. And they were waiting there. And he went to fellowship with the household of faith. 3 days. Now see, that really bothers people. When people of God really fail horribly and they get the victory, and especially when they get the victory quickly, that ain't right. How dare you get the victory of the Lord so fast? We want you to come up here and lay down and we're all going to walk over you. Let me tell you something. When you get the victory of the Lord, and especially when you get it fast, oh, that just burns the devil. He hates that. He just wants to trash you. He wants to keep you in that guilt. He wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you in that failure. Even last night, I don't know what happened. God, I pray some good glory happened. But there are some horrible things that happened last night to a lot of people that are sitting in this place. Things probably that you shouldn't have been doing. Places you shouldn't have even been this week. Things you shouldn't have been in this week. But he never left you and he never forsook you. And I know by the grace of God, I've come in here before and I felt so guilty sitting in these pews. I felt so at fault coming in here and thinking, oh Lord, I know better than that. But I'm so wretched. I shouldn't be in that. And somehow, some way, I didn't even want to come to church. But the grace of God that is with me brought me in here and gave me victory. And I thank God that he cleaned my mind and he washed my feet. And he said, son, whom I made free is free indeed. Amen. 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 See, that's a victory that Peter took. And that's a victory that he embraced. And I thank God for it's this victory that the full overcomer will take time and time and time again in your life. Now, brothers and sisters, I am so thankful to God that the reason that we know this is because of where Jesus, the reason that this happened, I should say, is because where Jesus took Peter, right after he told Peter, Peter, you're going to deny me. See, he didn't tell Peter, Peter, you're going to deny me. I'm God. I'm telling you this. It's going to happen. Let's do that again, Peter. I'm God. I'm telling you this, and it's going to happen. But Peter didn't get that because Peter was Peter, just like you. And you said, oh, God, that's not me. That is not me. Not I. I'm the one that's going to defend you, and I'm going to show you, I'm going to even cut some ear off here in a moment. And I'm going to stand up for you. I'm God. I'm telling you, you're going to deny me. But Peter said that he wouldn't. It was very much a defiance, if you really think about that, because he's telling the Lord, the Word, oh, that's not going to happen. Now, I know nobody's here ever told the Word that it's not going to happen. But let's just say an in case. Okay? So in case you get to this point, I want you to remember what the Word did. The Word didn't leave. The Word didn't get mad. The Word didn't withdraw. The Word knew exactly what Peter was going to do. And the Word said to Peter, Peter, we got to go to a prayer meeting. Oh, wait, did we get that? See, that's what Gethsemane is and was. It was a prayer meeting. I'm going to take you down to pray. Oh, stay with it now. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the reason. Praise God that there was victory in Peter's life. It wasn't because of Peter, it was because of Jesus. Oh, some will say, well, you know what? Peter didn't pray down there. He fell asleep. That's right. But Jesus was praying. And let me tell you something. That's what matters. It's not the power in my prayer. It's the power in his name. It's not the power in my requests. It's the power of my wonderful advocate that brings my petitions to the Father. Amen. Praise God. It's the power of him. It's the power of the I am. It's the power of the one I am that I am. It's the one, hallelujah, that has all favor and the only favor of God, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. And he's praying for me. Oh, yeah. And he prays for me when I buck up against the Word. Can you imagine that, faithful Jesus? How dare that guy say that? Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll boast in the grace of God. My rejoicing and my praise is going to be in his mercy till he gets here. And then when I got a body like unto his own, oh, I'm going to praise him, brother, in the fullness of his glory forever and ever. And I believe by the grace of God, there's ones that are going to join me, not because I'm anything, not because I'm apprehended, but I know, hallelujah, and I'm so thankful. There isn't anything more dazzling than the grace of God, and that's why I'm becoming pretty dazzling to him, is because this is a vessel that praises him for his grace and his mercy. I don't thank him because I'm a good guy, because I ain't. I don't thank him because I can abide faithful, because I don't. I'm so thankful it's because of his faithfulness. I'm so thankful because it is his grace and mercy. I am so thankful it is that blood that I'm looking at all the time upon that mercy seat that changes me from glory to glory, ever praising him for his grace and his mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, get an unction from God today. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters. How really I should be running around this place right now. But I ain't going to run because I want to run. He's going to carry me when I'm going to run. And that's the way it's going to be. But I'll tell you what, the engine has been started, and I thank God for it. Hallelujah. But you know, this is the place, praise God, that he brings us to. He brings us to the place that he knows and that we know that he is praying for us. That the Lord, praise God, he don't get mad at us. He don't walk away from us. He don't leave us alone. He said, I'll never leave you alone. And I've told him times, Lord, I've been so bad. I want you to leave me alone. I've been so awful. I've hurt people so bad. But most importantly, I hurt you. and I want you to leave me alone. But he said, oh, honey, I can't. That just can't happen. I will never leave you alone. He says, you know, I can't deny myself. I just have an insatiable appetite to fellowship with Christ in you, honey, the hope of glory. Now, we'll wrap this up. The meaning of Gethsemane. So essential, praise God. God has got to take us there. Gethsemane means the oil press. It means the pressing. It's the only place, brothers and sisters, that truly the oil runs forth. See, it's there, but it's got to be pressed. It's got to be squeezed. The oil running down always spoke of the anointing. It always spoke of when the king was going to be anointed, when that wonderful oil would be taken out by the prophet and poured over the royal one. Hallelujah. Don't you want that dripping from you? Don't you want to be like that Aaron? It said, oh, the oil ran forth and it was dripping from his beard. Drench me, God. Drench me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But see, this is the place where God knows we got to go to receive the anointing. And the anointing, praise God, can only be received when we're so lowly that there's only one place to go, and that's up. 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 From failure, that we don't crumble and we don't withdraw. But it's got to be a situation, brothers and sisters, so beyond you. Talking about a complete, complete lack of faith. I've run so well, Lord God. I've run so hard. I've been so rejoicing in you. I've been so thankful. But what just happened? What have I been in? Where has my heart gone? A failure so great, like David and Bathsheba. Oh man, that's hurts. A place where the depths of Jesus' great, amazing love can be the only thing that meets us. There isn't even a word from my closest friend, from my wife, my mom, that could do it. The loneliest of lonely place. The thing that I've kept before him and him alone. The most precious place where by the Spirit the pressing occurs. Where by the Spirit there's a crushing of our hearts. Not a guilt. But I'm talking about when the press comes so much to where nothing's left but a ravishing of grace and mercy, a ravishing that's only beheld, hallelujah, in my greatest place of unbelief, my greatest of failure, maybe I've carried for all my life. Maybe it's finally coming out, it's finally being dealt with. That finally, all that's there is the grace of his faithfulness. The grace of his faithfulness. The grace of his faithfulness. The Lord has said the same thing to me many times. Jesse, you're going to deny me three times. Jesse, you're going to deny me three times. heaven, you're going to deny me three times. And you said, oh no. Bob, Debbie, same thing. Oh no, Jesus, not me. No, Jesus, you love me too much. I've grown too much. Even when you believe not, I abide faithful still. I abide faithful still, honey. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You're my own. You're mine. You're bone of my bone, Irma. Your flesh of my flesh. I'll never leave you alone. So where are we? Where do we go today? Lord, I just say, Lord, take me over and over. Take me to Gethsemane. Take me there. I'll never want to go there. You've got to take me there. And he takes you by the hand and he brings you down. See an altar? He brings you down. He brings you down. And you let him bring that press. And the press is always to his breast, honey. It's always right here. I'm going to press this grace and mercy into you. We're going to get that broken heart. We're going to get that contrite spirit. I'm here to give grace to the humble. Will you come? There ain't much time. I'm telling you, folks. Brother, sister, I love you so, I really do. I love you. But I'm loving you today and by the grace of God with a perfect love. And I'm telling each and every heart here today, I believe this is for every life. You've been hearing this. You've been so thankful to, and I know it, for years, grateful to God. You're the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The bridal message. But yet, it can't be afar off anymore. It can't be. And it can't just be in my tenderness where I say, oh Lord, I've failed you again. And I've hurt you again. Let this be the time that he brings it home, huh? They really just bring it home again and again and again and again. You ain't too old. And you ain't too wicked. You ain't too holy. But I'll tell you what, the time's now. And I'm just telling you, come. Come on. What are you doing? Sitting down. Come on. I mean, really, come on. Just come on. And I'm going to pray too because I got to come on. And I'm just going to tell you, we're dismissed. But I'm going to tell you, don't miss this. Come on. Come on. Come on.